Hi friends, we are studying the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. We are on chapter 6, which is on advertising objectives and budgeting. Interesting topic in its own way. The objectives that we establish for ourselves is to know the importance of objectives in any advertising on promotion, role that objectives helps you with while you do the promotion and the planning or thereof. The difference between sales and communication objectives, we will try to understand the process of budgeting. From after understanding the whole perspective of objective, we move to the understanding of the budgeting. Budgeting from the point of integrated marketing communication. There are theoretical issues involved in budget setting, etc. So we will understand that and various methods for setting the budget for advertising and promotion. So we will touch those areas. Essentially, to start with, advertising is of course done with certain business objective in mind. So there is a business objective, there is a business goal or the thing that you want to achieve. So with that in mind, objectives are set. So there is a very known framework for the objectives being set. Objective, if it is set on, as they say, SMART framework, then it makes a meaningful outcome possible. So what is this SMART is in front of you? That is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and time sensitive. So, here, like I would straight away given you an example instead of explaining you, increase sales by 10% in 6 months through 20 week long product awareness campaign held in 6 target cities. So, very, very specific that you have to increase sale by 20%. So, measurability bhi aagi, achievable means time frame is given, how much you have to do, what you have to do. So, that way achievable, realistic bhi hai. It's not that I am asking for 100% jump, etc. And the time period is given within 6 months. So that's what you call a SMART goal. If it is set like this, it gives the direction. So that's the power of a goal. So essentially, to expand our understanding, advertising goal has to come from the marketing strategies and the objectives. So essentially, corporate objective strategies, then the comes marketing objective strategies. From there, the advertising objectives and the strategy has to emerge. So, however, the dilemma of whether advertising is supposed to be doing a marketing or doing a selling or a communication. So, that dilemma is always there, whether it is supposed to generate sale or it is supposed to just introduce the product. This is a never-ending question. So, if we do not get into that too much detail, but idea is to understand objective is critical to advertising. It provides a performance standard. Essentially, what does objective facilitate? It provides one standard to measure your efforts on. You do an effort, but if you cannot say that your effort was worth it, then it's not meaningful, you know. So that's why the objective comes in. When objectives are set, the budget derivation becomes possible. You have a higher goal objective, so then you need a higher budget. But if you cannot provide that perspective to the management and you ask higher budget, then that is not going to be possible. So there are always various areas where advertising is not generally measurable. So here few examples that I have given: promoting child education, rural education, environmental concerns, etc., where companies do an advertisement. However, they know that it's very difficult to measure the impact of it. That's okay. These are some of one-off case, but for product, brand, etc., one need to have a clear set objectives. So understanding the importance of the promotional objectives, if we have to, important to have the promotional mix objectives for effective advertising. So we understand what is promotional mix, and for the promotional mix overall, you have to have a umbrella objective, as well as for each promotion mix element that we know, there has to be a separate objectives for that, which contributes to the main objective, the promotion mix objective. Objectives are standards. Standards means a standard against which you can measure the performance. The growth of 20% in the lead. So then you know that it's a lead generation which is important, not the volume or not the actual sales, etc. So that kind of thing will allow both you as a marketer and advertising agency and other support agencies to know exactly what are you aiming at. Advertisement may provide, may play a different role, you know. However, the ultimate link is for the consumer impact and the sales generation. So that's the ultimate impact that is derived out of advertising. So therefore, so the goal has to be also set in that perspective in mind. Advertising and promotion objectives are needed considering the functioning they serve. So they serve the function of what? Communication or a planning or a decision making, etc. So therefore, measurement and evaluation is a part of that. Measurement and evaluation is also a managerial function, so that advertising objective enables managerial evaluation and performance measurement. So that's the importance of having an advertising objectives. Now, under the same importance of having a promotional objectives, etc., we try to understand how does it proceed. So these are various ways that one can look at. Objectives serve as a communication and coordination device. So when there is a set objective which is numerical, simply defined, everybody understands in the same manner, that is that SMART framework if you say, then it facilitates a very powerful coordination between various groups remotely working. Agency on one hand, marketing on the other end, sales function on the third end, etc. But they will all know that this is a single objective that one is pursuing. Organizational terms are teams as well as the support agency should exactly know which what everyone is chasing, and so what is the ultimate expectation out of the delivery of the activity that you will do. If written and appropriate objectives are explained, it really guides the action at various ends. Discussion will be fruitful, etc. So therefore the further roadmap can be developed better. Second is objective provide a criteria for decision making. Once you have a set objective to achieve, you are yourself able to nullify many other alternatives which come to your mind. Therefore, the decision making will be very powerful. All phases of communication, promotion, etc. are based on this strategic objective that you have set. And when you do that, what happens? The meaningful objective can also be a guide or the torch bearer, as you say. And that enables you to decide very promptly what is right for you, what is not so right for you. The challenge that a promotion planner will always have is a creative idea. He has to create a shortlisting, he has to select media, he has to choose the right promotion mix, etc. Allocate the budget out of the total budget. So this aspects, etc., helps the individual to get the standard measured for which he knows what he has to work for. The third is evaluation of advertising effectiveness. So objective, as I told you, sets the numerical standard. So it is possible to measure the effectiveness of it, and good objectives are therefore measurable, as I told you, as per the SMART. And once it is measurable, you are able to justify the budget that you ask for, and later the return on investment. You can also justify that how much you generated out of spending that budget. So it is two-way sword. You can use both ways to your favor if you run through an objective route. Achieve planned and demanded simulations. Now, overall, we do all this thing activity because you want appropriate market share come to you. So you use appropriate market promotion, you use advertising, all other promotion mix, etc. What is it done? Why it is done? So it is done to throttle the demand, increase the demand in your favor, whether it is by the behavior shift or whatever. It is possible to focus such as the market, which say like you have a high volume, the market is with a high volume, but your share is low. You know that in this market, this product is being sold very high. Your share is not much. So you want to achieve demand simulation. So you can know that this is where you have to do this kind of a thing. So you set your objective. What is the growth you are expecting? Accordingly, from your total budget, you know that you will have to spend more in this market. So market promotion efforts converts promotional bites into the actual buyer. So there are promotion which has been done will generate the leads. Leads when qualified and pursued will convert this into a actual consumer or actual buyer for you. So planned demand simulation is one aspect, reaches information and persuades consumers. Nothing but actually tries to tell you that through a various routes, we try to reach a lot of information, product information, feature information, usage information, competitive information, comparison, various things, how to order, FAQs, objection handlings, various ways we plan. And we reach out this through various promotion mix. At the end, what happens? Consumer will feel empowered and he will get into at least a trial mode. Trial mode is a journey that he begins with you. And then depending on the strength of your product and communication and branding, he will remain with you or he may move away from you. Either way it can happen. Defends against competition, very important aspects. Promotion enables you to face your competition very aggressively. It may enable you to defend yourself, defend your current position, or it may enable you to get aggressive, get heavy on the competition. Effective and meaningful promotion, therefore, not only it gives you new customers, no doubt, but also helps you to expand market in new areas, as well as retain the existing customers in your fold. Retail existing customer will not go away to the competition. So there are various aspects to it. that setting an objective to entire your promotion approach, etc., will defend you against competition. It creates or improves your image. Ultimately, if there is an objective-led promotion that you do, so any promotion mix which is based on an objective, and if it is done in that manner, one is it will be in sync with what is expected by your recipient of the message. So when he receives it very well, it builds an awareness, then it moves him to the information gathering. Better information gathering will build image about your brand. He will start matching himself, his persona, his personality. He will recognize with the brand, and that will bring him closer. And when that happens, he might have been already your consumer, or he will remain your loyal customer. So that's the power of improving the image, so to say. Okay. While we see this is happening with the brand, corporate side is a different story. And a corporate uses for image building, etc., things like publicity and PR. They will show so much has been done on social cause, so much has been done to promote, you know, harmony, or for girl child, or for eradication of poverty, or being environment friendly. So that is a role played by corporate image building by the publicity and PR. So now we come under the section 3, which is classification of advertising objectives. So there are classification of various advertising objectives that you are going to make. However, this classification is linked with the product life cycle. So we will understand how product life cycle and various classification of the objective match or go hand in hand. So first is an informative. So one is a class, first classification is an informative base of the objective that you set. So here, informative advertising seeks the initial demand. You create a lot of information, rational, as you say, or feature oriented, etc. We have earlier in the advertising appeal we would have seen, etc. Idea is that it provides you that initial impetus, yani, to your demand. It informs about either new product, new feature, new offer, whatever, new price, etc. Promotion across new market, you know, entry pursues this objective. So when you are entering a new market, you can have this informative set of objectives, because you are pursuing a new market or you want to expand the market. So essentially, to connect it with the PLC, informative advertising is common in the introduction stage. When you are introducing, you tend to use the informative objective-led advertising, because that's a stage where you are supposed to give lot of information to your consumers. Second is a persuasive. So persuasive classification of the advertising objective means it is created to persuade the new customers to become your first time purchaser, to either try you or become switch from the competition. So persuasion exists among the consumer, you know, existing customers will have to repurchase. That building of a persuasion on the existing customer will lead him to repurchase from you. And persuasive advertising increases the demand. So overall, you will see an all-round growth in the product being demanded. It encourages the switch. So switch from the competition brand. If there is an effective persuasive message, other people will want to come and try your product. It creates a preference among the existing customers to continue to be with you. So competitive type of communication suited during the growth. Yani. So this yani, persuasive communication, or you say that competitive communication, which is hard on, you know, making consumer try you. It is during the growth stage. When you are growing, you need more people to come to you, buy more of your product, try more of your product. Or it may happen when you are in an early stage of maturity. When you see that your growth is stagnating, or the sale volume is not growing as fast while it was in the growth stage, that's the time when persuasive more messages will still get you or perk up your demand to one level. We are understanding different classifications of advertising objectives. The third one being reminder in nature. Idea is that you should create one of the objective which is just to keep your brand in the top of mind, unaided recall. So that's where interest, awareness, etc. are well established in the market. When you do this, what is happening is that consumer often, however, needs a constant reminders at the point of purchase, or you know, repeated exposure, so that reach and exposure, the exposure, this thing is needed repeatedly, so that when his need arises, your brand reinforces upon him, so that he is in person, remembers your brand when he is there to purchase it. So reminder is suitable during the later part of the maturity. So when the maturity is set in, you try to get into reminder based objective, you know, to come or to prevent the decline or to extend the maturity state little further. So that's the reminder objective. Effect a shift. We have seen that it essentially the consumer buyer behavior is a result of his attitude, and attitude needs to be shifted, favoring or keep stagnant statistic, keep same or change against competition as the case may be. So shift that has to happen. So it is not supposed to just remind or persuade consumers, but compel him to buy. And that buying, if it is not in your favor, that attitude is not in your favor, you need to bring the shift. Till the time it does that, it is only so. Another aspect that one need to really know in the shift effect, how that shift effect is a dynamic effect, because till the time you are fighting within the same market, okay, you can only hope to get an incremental volume. But if the shift that you create is a major shift in their whole belief, this thing, it will get you a new market altogether. So example that given is a Cadbury aaj kuch meetha ho jaye. So how they captured the large pie of sweet exchange during the festivity towards their side. People used to exchange sweets during festival. Now young and even elderly or mid-age alike, they prefer to exchange Cadbury instead of Laddu and Pedhas, etc. So that's what they get them such a garner such a large volume for themselves. Okay, you may require various shifts. You may have to create various shifts. Here the examples are given. It may be societal shift. So like pregnancy determination kit. So here the society has to start accepting that thus such products are need of an hour. Cultural shift or a behavioral shift, that is thank you campaign by Cadbury. So they are forcing you to thank those who have done for you, you know, and usage shift. And so this razor people or say shaving cream people, etc. have also tried, like a toothpaste people. They make you, they say you brush twice. Even shaving gel and, you know, shaving razor people have tried telling you to you shave it twice, but that has not worked. Also during this fashion trend, when there is a beard growth and all is the most popular, they have attempted telling you that you look more handsome and personality blooming without beard, etc. But even that I don't think so has really worked. Those who are style conscious, recent style, then they will be moving with that. So that usage shift is at times work, at times doesn't work. So now after understanding various classification, which is essentially the four classification advertising objective, we move to understand types of advertising objectives. So what are the types of advertising objectives? Promotional objectives evolve from the company's marketing plan. So a marketing plan is a base which looks at the corporate plan, then it makes a marketing plan, then it sets the marketing objective. So they are interrelated, so to say. Marketing objectives derived from the marketing plan are the statements of what is to be accomplished by the overall marketing program. So when marketing objectives are set, it tells the people that if when all the entire marketing program is implemented, what will the market be like? You know, what will be in your favor by how much or how much volume growth you expect. Marketing objectives are in a very specific terms like the sales objectives or market share or a profit or a return on investment objectives. And they can be formed in a specific numerals. Achieve 15% return on investment as the case may be, or increase market share from 25 to 28%. You know, that situational analysis helps, of course, in such scenario, which ultimately enables you to make a PERT and say a SWOT analysis. From there, you pick up what are the opportunities and you pursue that opportunity being exploited by you. So the achievement of the marketing objective depends upon the coordination of entire marketing mix elements. You cannot achieve this without if your all the four elements of marketing mix are not coordinated well. It is not dependent only on promotion. Advertising objectives are various communication tasks that an organization needs to achieve before the delivery takes place. Before delivery takes place. However, there are two schools of thought. This we have studied already earlier. Whether it stands to communicate or it stands to sell or get the market share. Clarity is on which side of the thought you wish to must come. Essentially, they say ultimately the selling is the objective. But let us understand this, Yani. The type of objectives, one could be the sales-driven objectives. So many believe that the only objective of advertisement is to sell. Now, lack of sale can be due to many other reasons, but the argument against that is is depending on the many other elements. What is the price you kept? What is the distribution level you have achieved? So it depends on many other mix elements. So promotional mix is only one of the elements. So promotional mix under which this thing comes in is only one of the elements. And advertisers can make consumers aware and interested. So a role advertising can play is to make the consumer aware, build interest at the most desire, or compel them for the call to action. But they may not be, they cannot be held responsible for actual sale. Sales happen or doesn't happen due to factor far beyond even marketing mix. So it could be competition, technology, what's your packaging, what is the overall industry environment, what is the overall stability of the government or say stability in the country, all various other factors impact the sale. So that's about sales objective. Further, all the marketing elements must synchronize together to make the brand successful. So that's also impacts the sale if it is not. Effect of advertising happens over a period of time. Advertising is not supposed to get you immediate support. It requires one is a reach, second multiple exposure to create that frequency minimum threshold level beyond which your consideration starts coming in. Sales objective approach can be used when advertising plays a dominant role and other factors are relatively stable. So sales objective approach is viable when other aspects are at a very relatively stable stage, and therefore the advertising is supposed to make a favorable impact. Sales objective approach is also appropriate where we look for immediate result. We want an immediate conversion of leads into sale. So such results as sales promotion is done or direct marketing is done. You do retail promotion, promotion during festivals, offers during festivals. So that can create a sales objective for you. So we are understanding two different types of objectives, sales objective and communication objective. So we completed sales objective understanding. We come to communication objective understanding. One school of thought believes that the objective of the promotion program is to just communicate, not indulge or not look for the sale. Advertising and sales promotion are done to achieve goals like building awareness or build the brand, create recall, influence purchase intentions, etc. They don't get into direct sale. For achieving such objectives, consumer must be given information. They must provide information, create favorable perception towards your brand, and influence the behavior. So these are the role that advertising is scheduled to play. So where is the sale here? So that's a question asked. So essentially they say the advertising is supposed to have a communication objective. The logic, consumer pass through successive stages. Consumer only pass through various given hierarchy theory. So if that is a thing happening, then how come again the sale be the objective of advertising? So they say that the communication objective is the objective of advertising this thing. So just to give you a preamble, this slide is there. Before they move closer to the purchase, advertising must help them through the different gaps. So as you see here, the earlier three components that I have explained you, cognitive, affective and cognitive. So it's in a reverse order actually out here. Please see this arrow. Cognitive happens first, where you gather a lot of information, etc. and compare. That leads to the affective components, realms of the emotion it is. And finally, the realm of motives or a behavioral stimulation. So you start from your journey from awareness, knowledge, linking, preference, conviction and purchase. Movement towards purchase. These are various examples out given. So leading this, what is essential is to know that communication also has to follow the hierarchy of consumers buying behavior, etc. So then it makes sense. Advertising and promotion performs communication tasks. Certain communication tasks has been performed by them. First, generating an awareness. So they should first create an awareness about you being there, knowledge about your product, your solutions, etc. Then generate consumers' interest towards the trial and repurchase also. So you are taking a new customer to try, you are taking competition customers to try or buy, and existing customers to repurchase. That's the overall objective. So that's a communication orientation. Brand low on awareness, communication is to increase the awareness. So you have to create high awareness. Low on liking and preference. So these are what we are discussing is through the DEGMARC approach, that is hierarchy of objectives setting approach. If you are low on liking and the preferences, then you have to create liking, you have to create a preference towards your brand by influencing the image your brand has in the minds of the consumers. So this is about one is a sales orientation types of approach, second is the communication types of approach. Now compare the two, yani, types of advertising objectives. We are just continuing to study this. You have a marketing objective, and besides that you have given advertising objectives. Randomly, if I take to increase the market share by expanding the market, so that may be the marketing objective. Converting this into advertising objective, reduce the existing negative attitude, or build an image of product, ensure call to action. So this is how you do this, increase the market share. You want more call to action to happen. So therefore your creative or your communication or your offer is to be similarly powerful. So advertising objective originates from your marketing objective. That is what I was trying to settle for you. Of course, there are two types, sales oriented objectives and communication objectives. So that is what we have seen. So now we come to the next phase or a section, so to say, which is very important, which is DEGMARC approach to objective setting. DEGMARC approach to setting marketing communication objectives, or marketing or a brand communication objective, as you say. DEGMARC is an acronym. So DEGMARC full form is defining advertising goals for measured advertising results. Please remember measured advertising result. So it's goal which are defined, which has a potency to measure the effectiveness of your advertising. It is pioneered by gentleman Russell Coley way back in 1961. It helps you to establish a measurable link between your advertising result and the advertising goal that you have set for yourself. So how does it do that? It monitors and evaluates your promotion campaign right from its planning to the control stage. And there are parameters. So there are 52 distinguished advertising goals that it has offered us for us to consider. However, these are simplified under various categories. We will see as we move along. Goals may pertain to either sales or image or attitude, etc. But it eventually helps you to create that measurable advertising goal. So that's the power of DEGMARC approach, defining advertising goals for measured advertising result. So understanding DEGMARC overall better as an objective setting framework, what it says, DEGMARC approach, the communication task of the brand is as follows. What the brand or the communication task of the brand is supposed to do, which is awareness, comprehension, conviction, image and action. So these are the five layers that it has to create for the any brand communication to take place. It is not that five layers sequentially, you may choose the right layer that is required. So goal should be consistent with this communication task. When you do your background assessments, etc., you may know that my brand is a higher awareness and high comprehension, but conviction is low. Then you can probably set your brand communication task or a goal around conviction. So that is what is a in short. Performance of these counts and projected goal is compared to evaluate the effectiveness of the campaign. So there is a framework which is used for DEGMARC model has three parts. One is defining the advertising goal for effective measurement. So you have to define advertising goal. This comes from this aspect. You first decide where you have an issue that you need to overcome. Accordingly, you set your measurable objectives. DEGMARC stands for measurable objective essentially. Understand four sequential paths through which customer pass through. That is awareness, comprehension, conviction and action. That also you must have a clear idea. And then understand the advertising result. So that is how you go about using the DEGMARC model. So let's understand these aspects a little better, defining advertising goals. Characteristics of the good advertising goal include what? One is it is written, so it is clearly spelled out, measurable, smart goal, objective, or whatever you say. It has a defined audience, target audience is very known, very articulated well. Time limit, time within which it needs to be achieved. So for that you must know the current state. What is the current state before you start your advertising campaign or a branding communication? Through a survey, you must measure the current awareness level, current comprehension, current conviction, etc. So those aspects you need to really determine through a survey. So this is how the definition or defining the advertising goal commences or gets done. You are now set after you do the research and you know where you stand, you are now set to say, you know, fix your advertising goal. Now, which, as we say, you know, which improves the identified attribute status. So, identified attribute status, I was telling you, suppose you feel that you are weak on conviction. So, that is what it brings in for you. So, here the example is given, increase product awareness from 10% to 30%. Increase, say, unaided product awareness from 10% to 30%. So, that's how the goal is set after you go through this aspects very well. Second is awareness, comprehension, conviction and action. So, that is what we earlier discussed. Awareness is what makes the customer aware about your product, your service, your solutions, your idea, etc. Not everyone still will buy it. This is vital, you know, this is vital to identify your target audience. So, it conveys you that it is, rather than focusing on everyone, identify your target and direct your energy towards your target audience. Comprehension makes customers understand, that is, we have understood that entire communication process, sender, encoding, receiver and decoding, etc. The comprehension should take place the way you expect it to. Make them aware about your product, aware about your future, benefit, advantage. Create that competitive differentiation. Comprehension will have to generate appropriateness in the mind, separates you from the competition. That's what is the critical aspects. And conviction, post-comprehension, it is essential to build a positive attitude. When that happens, then the creative differentiation or the competitive differentiation takes place, the positive attitude about your brand, your product, your services, your solution should come up. And conviction needs persuasion. So, for a conviction, you need a constant persuasion. So, you have to repeatedly keep coming in my eyes of your targeted audience. So, and finally, this has led to the action. It includes the consumer to take that final call to action, which is what you expect him, which is nothing but buying your services. Expected action at the customer end only generates revenue for the company, nothing else. Okay, customers giving free testimony doesn't materialize anything for the organization. So, then the third aspect is measure advertising effectiveness. Effectiveness can be measured provided there is a numerical goal being set, which has to be a possibility. In a DEG market, is highly possible. And after the campaign is over, you do the post-result analysis. Vis-a-vis, you compare it with the goal earlier set, which is an expectation aspect. Okay, actual results are compared with the goal that you have set. This may require another survey. Okay, you may have to do at times if the numerals are not out of your internal data or your derived data, but it is from the market data, etc., then you may have to again redo the survey to determine using the same approach, methodology, question, etc. So, question comes, what is the utility of a DEGMARK framework in such case? Improvement in advertising and promotional planning process by providing a better understanding of the goal, selection of the goal, marketing communication or a brand communication goal or advertising goal comes better with the use of DEGMARK framework. It has that measurability in it when it is formed. Planner's efforts are directed towards the goal, towards that. So, planners are able to direct their energy towards goal that has been set. To that effect, focuses advertising agents on the values of the, you know, using communication based rather than the sales-based objective. So, we earlier studied the difference between sales-based and the communication-based. Here, brand and influence related things are there, so it tells you that it is better to set the object towards communication side because that is what advertising can do it better. Yes, it has to facilitate sale at the end. Many promotional planners use this model as a basis for setting the objectives, and addressing and assessing the effectiveness. So, this framework is used after the numerals are derived as to what is an awareness level, what is a comprehension level, what is this thing, etc. Then you know that which are the weaker areas and you try to focus it on that and then measure the impact. So, that's the power of measuring effectiveness. It helps less subjectivity because numerals are there, clarity is there, time boundness is there. So, it allows an objective assessment, less of a subjectivity in it or any individual bias setting in when it comes to measuring, etc. So, that's the third aspect of measuring advertising effectiveness. There are definitely certain criticisms against DEGMARK. Let's have a quick look at this. Not that I consider this as a very critical one. However, the too much of reliance on believing that the hierarchy of effects theory work means too much of reliance on believing that the consumers move in that typical stereotype manner. So that's the one big this thing. Consumers do not necessarily pass through that. That's what I just told you. It inhibits it, inhibits its creativity and focuses on the strategic aspects. So creativity is not more given a priority. It emphasizes the need for a being strategic in nature. Now, if creativity is not so good, your effectiveness itself is a point of suffering, you know, so that you have to keep in mind. Creative focus will shift from developing unique and effective advertising to quantifiable impact-oriented advertising. So this is a big shift, and one need to really understand. Creative is supposed to bring a communication shift, or it is supposed to bring a behavioral or attitudinal shift, but here it gets into being measured through a quantifiable objective. So that's where the big impact happens. It believes in communication approach and sidelines the sales approach. Biggest this thing that again goes against Denmark is advertising is ultimately supposed to sell, but Denmark believes more towards communication side. So it sidelines the sales approach, which is a fundamental need of any advertising communication. So these are the criticisms against Denmark. It is practical only for big corporates. So what it says, it is practical for big corporates with large marketing and advertising funding available, who has a power to research before, power to research after, etc. They can get into such a quantifiable marketing or communication approach. It is not possible for mid and small size enterprise. So that's another big criticism towards Denmark. Thank you.